We are and in the middle of Siman Kuf Chav Vav. We're up to Siv Gimel in Hilkas Tfila. We will be learning Siman Kuf Chav Vav. We will be completing Kuf Chav Vav, as well as concluding Kuf Chav Zayin, both Sifim of it. And with this, we will actually conclude the entire first chelik of the Mishnah Brura. So here we go. Siman Kuf Chav Vav, Siv Gimel. Kol Mokom Shehayochid Chozer Umispalo. Any place that a Yochid must repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, Shatz Chozer Umispalel, the Shliach Tzibur would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, Imto Kamoso, if he made the same mistake that a Yochid would, Kishem Ispalel B'Kol Ram, when he is saying the repetition, meaning the same way that if a Yochid makes a mistake in Shmoneh Esrei, there are certain times that we would say he's got to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. If the Shliach Tzibur made those very same mistakes, he too would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. So, for example, the halacha would be that if he forgets Yalla v'yovo on Yontif, he would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The same thing would go for if the Shliach Tzibur forgot Mashiv Haruach or Morad HaGoshem in the winter, and didn't say Morad HaTal either, or he said V'sein Tal Umotor in the summer. The halacha would be the Shliach Tzibur has got to say over the whole Shmoneh Esrei, or he left out the same Tal Umotor in the winter. He would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Chutz, what is the exception? Mishachar Shorash Chodesh, unlike what we said that Yala V'Yovel, a Yochid has to say over Shmoneh Esrei, therefore the Shatz should also have to. Here we make an exception. Sheim Shachach Shatz V'lo Hiskri Yala V'Yovel, at Sheishlim Tfiloso, if the Shatz left out Yala V'Yovel, unlike the Yochid, who would have to repeat, Ein Mach Zirin Oso Mipnei Torah HaTzibur, we do not make him say it over again, because we do not want the Tzibur to have to stand through another Chazaras HaShatz. He is going to rely on the fact that in Musaf he will mention Rosh Chodesh. So although a Yochid cannot rely on this, that he's going to say, he's going to mention Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, but if he omitted Yalla V'Yovo, he's got to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, a Shatz that leaves out Yalla V'Yovo, whether it be on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, the halacha is that he would not have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. We're talking about in Chazaras HaShatz only. What he would do is be somach on Musaf. Aval, im niskar kodim sheishlim tfiloso, what if he remembered before finishing his davening, chozel l'ritzeh, there he goes back to ritzeh, meaning to have him repeat the entire Shmoneh Esrei is a tircha. To have him just go back to ritzeh, that's not such a problem. So vein bazeh torach tzibur, this is not considered a tircha to the tzibur. Hagol yeshomrim dimto b'shachar shal Shabbos v'yontav dino kamo b'rish chodesh. The Rama says some hold that the same thing goes if a person davens if a shliach tzibur leaves out Shabbos or yontav in Shmoneh Esrei, the halachi is that he does not have to repeat it because he can be somach on musaf v'hachi nahagu, and that is the minhag. The Bir Halacha wants to know what exactly is this minhag. You mean it's something common enough to establish a minhag where Shliach Tzibur on Shabbos did not say the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it could be that what we're talking about is Shabbos and Yontif, where he left out one of them. It was a Shabbos and Yontif together, and he left out one of them. Even so, it is something of a chiddush that the Ramah finds a minhag for it. Whereas, so what are the halacha lamaisa? If a shliach tzibur messes up the same tal umotor or mashiv haruach, the halacha will be that he will have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, and he cannot rely on musaf. This is even on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Whereas, with regard to Yalla V'Yovo, there he can rely on it. Siv dalet im toshatz kesheispal balachash. If a Shliach Tzibur made a mistake in his own Shmoneh Esrei, that means till now we were discussing a Shliach Tzibur who makes a mistake within the repetition. What if he makes a mistake within his own Shmoneh Esrei? So the halachi is, lo'ola meina chozer mispal l'sheinis, he will not repeat his silent Shmoneh Esrei b'pnei Torah HaTzibur, because then the Tzibur will have to wait extra long for him. Ella somech ala tfilish yispal b'kol ram. The halacha is he should rely on his Chazaras HaShatz to count as his own silent tefillah as well. Vahu shalota begimel rishonis, provided he didn't make a mistake in one of the first three brachas. Shemta behem laolam chozer, kamosha yachid chozer. There, if he made a mistake, there's not so much of a Torah Chatzibur. So what he should do is go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei if that's what he's required to. In Mariv, The halacha is that a shliach tzibur, since there will be no repetition, if he made a mistake in his silent Shmona Esrei, so he'll have to daven over again. It's just that the tzibur won't necessarily have to wait for him to daven over again. This is during the week. On Shabbos, if the shliach tzibur made a mistake in his own Shmona Esrei, he can rely on Me'in Sheva, on Magen Avos, the shortened Chazaras HaShatz that Chazal were metaken Friday night. So there, if the shliach tzibur wants to, we could be yotze with that and would not have to daven over again. Simen kuf chav zayin. Kishiyagia shliach tzibur lemodim shochim imo hatzibur. When the shatz gets up to modim, the tzibur should bow with him. Velo yishchu yoser midai. They shouldn't bow too much. There are two dais in just what this means. Some learn that what this means is the regular halacha of not bowing too much. Whenever you bow, the halacha is, we saw that you should not bow in a way that your eyes are level with your belt. You shouldn't bow too much. You're only supposed to bow till you feel every part of your back actually bowing. So some say that that's a repetition here. Others say no, that here it really means that at Modin Rabbanon, this is the Bach Shita, you just bend your head. But the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is not that way. We actually do a complete bow. Va'omrim modim anachnu lach sha'atohu Hashem elokeinu elokei kol basar. That's the modim derabanan. V'chosim baruch kel ha'hoda'os below askaras Hashem. And we end off baruch kel ha'hoda'os without saying the Shem. Now, the grah, the nusach ha'grah is to end with the Shem, but the minig is not that way. The shliach tzibur does not wait for the tzibur to finish modim derabanan. He should say regular modim out loud so that the tzibur can hear it above their own modim derabanan. But he does not wait for the tzibur to finish. Says the Rama now, the yesh misha omer shetzarech lishchos gam besof. Some say that in modim derabanan you bow at the beginning and you bow at the end. V'tov lachush ledvarov, and it's good to do that. Says the Rama, yesh omrim sheomra kol b'shchiyah achas. Some say that what you're supposed to do is say the entire modim derabanan with one big bowing. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Marshal, who says that after modim anachnu lach, what you do is once you say the Shem Hashem, you pick your head up a little bit, and then at the end of it, you bow a second time. The minig lemaisa is like the Ramah, that people just bow at the beginning. The Gros says that you bow for the entire modim derabanan. The Gros says that you only have to bow at the beginning until Hashem's name. So once again, the shitas that there are, the Mechaber says that what you do is yesh omim, that you bow at the beginning and bow at the end. The Marshal has you bow in the beginning, straighten yourself out a little bit, and then bow again at the end. Whereas the Ramah has you bowing the entire time of Modin Drabanan, and the Groh has you bowing just at the beginning and not at the end. Siv Beis, Imein Sham Kohanim, if there are Kohanim, so that's the Halach of Nesias Kapayim, which has a separate section here in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch. If there are no Kohanim around, Omer Shliach Tzibro Lakeinu V'Lakei Avoseinu Barcheinu B'Vracha Amshuleshes through Vani Avarachein, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah holds, and this is the Minhag Ashkenaz outside of Eretz Yisrael, during the year, not on Yontif time, we're not Shori B'Simcha, and therefore there's never Birkas Kohanim other than Yontif, and what you say is Alekeinu V'Alekei Aviseinu in all of the Shemona Esreis. What happens if the Shliach Tzibur left out Alekeinu V'Alekei Aviseinu? So if he finished the bracha, he certainly doesn't go back. In the middle of the bracha, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarachian of whether or not he goes back to Alekeinu V'Alekei Aviseinu. V'chein kolzman she'omer, says the Ramah now, ve'ein omer me'lokeinu v'lokei aviseinu rak bizman she'roi l'birkas kohanim. We only say alokeinu v'lokei aviseinu at a time that is roi for birkas kohanim, so that it is said in shachris, but is not said at mincha, with the exception of a tainis. In a tainis it's said, because at a tainis there's no cheshash shichrus, so that the kohanim are able to duchen even at mincha. Therefore it's a zman of nesias kapayim, and one says alokeinu v'lokei aviseinu. Sharoy Labirkas Kohanim Velisa Kapai. V'nohagu lomer b'shachar sim shalom. V'chein kozman shomer l'kenev l'kei avosein. The minig is that every time, the Ramah says that every time that one says l'kenev l'kei avosein, they say sim shalom, which would include the mincha of a tainis. Ava b'lav hachi maschilim shalom rav. Otherwise one says shalom rav. V'yesh maschilim sim shalom b'mincha shel Shabbos hol uksiv be'or panecha nasat alanu shehi haTorah shekarim b'mincha b'Shabbos. Where those have a minag that they say sim shalom, even though they say shalom rav in mincha, they say sim shalom on mincha of Shabbos, because the Ba'or Panecha in the Pasuk is referring to Hashem's Torah. Since we lain at mincha, that is the appropriate time to say it. Now, therefore, yeah, so the halacha is on a tainis tzibur, we say sim shalom, although normally shalom rav is said, because Birkas Kohanim is said. That's only for a tzibur. A yachid, as far as a tainus yachid goes, on a tainus tzibur there's Birkas Kohanim. On a tainus yachid there is no Birkas Kohanim. The fact that one Kohen happens to be fasting doesn't allow him to do Birkas Kohanim in mincha. Therefore, in a tainus yachid, we would not say sim shalom either. We would say shalom rav. But in a tainus tzibur, even the yachidim say sim shalom. The Mishtabur brings down that from the Sidra Rizal that there's a minig of saying sim shalom all the time. So lamaisa, there are different minhagim in that. Now, what happens if someone said shalom rav when he's supposed to say sim shalom when he's supposed to say shalom rav? So the Mishtabur paskins as follows: if he said shalom rav when he was supposed to say sim shalom, if he didn't finish the bracha yet, he should go back and say sim shalom. Whereas if it is a time that he's supposed to say shalom rav, but he said sim shalom, he doesn't have to go back. The reasoning being that shalom rav is just less than sim shalom. Sim shalom includes lots of elements that shalom rav doesn't have. So at a time that you were supposed to say sim shalom, you'd said shalom rav, really you should make up for it. And so long as you didn't finish the bracha, you should go back to the beginning. Whereas if you're saying if it's a time that doesn't need sim shalom, you said shalom rav, so included in sim shalom is also shalom rav, since shalom rav is smaller than sim shalom. Therefore, he says, if you said sim shalom when you didn't have to, even though you haven't concluded the bracha, you do not have to go back to the beginning.